we doing?
Thanks very much, guys. It wasn't easy. I don't think any game's easy. I think you go out there and you look at who they are and how you have to approach them whilst being yourself. And I thought we put a plan together, me and Mike and the other coaches, CP, Hines, K. Scott, Jeff, Howard, and the guys execute at an elite level. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, like, it's still kind of settling in. With regards to, like, who won it, isn't, from our perspective, don't feel like that. I feel like this, Mike has created a team, and it's truly that, that as a collective, we won the game. No. I just, the only thing I would say I feel is grateful. I just feel like, I think as you go through these journeys, the people that help you get lost along the way, the people that have supported you, and a lot of people have sacrificed a lot for me to be sitting here, but you don't see all the people around me that helped me get here, and I'm just very grateful for them. Yeah, like it, that's one of the coolest things is that you get to like reconnect with a lot of people, because like just people, I've had random people text me from like that I met like 4 or 5 years ago. It's just good to reconnect with them. Nah, just friends and old friends. Yeah, that's one of my close friends. Yeah, I think my mom and my brother watched the game at like an NFL party and that. When my sons and wife came on the field, they showed me a picture of them at the game. So that was pretty cool. I think when we came here as a collective of coaches, like one of our main focuses was to enhance the players and make them play as well as they possibly can. When you got players like Leo, Byron, Nick, Spoon, D-Law, Chenna, D-Hall, like once they start playing with great fundamentals, it gives you the ability to do a lot of those things, like play the run and split safety, be able to stop explosive plays. And then suddenly what happens is, like, tonight was just about rushing covering. Like, we had some good blitzes dialed up and we executed them well, but, like, you saw, like, at times someone had a quick win, they got to the quarterback. At times they made the quarterback hold the ball and we sacked the quarterback. Like, that collective and that connection as a defense really took us to the next level.
As an example, like, on the play when Spoon went to knock the ball loose, what all has to go right for him to come free, like who's doing what, away from the ball, on the line, like what all goes into that play?
Yeah, like it's a good question. Like everyone has, the guys that are rushing and blitzing, everyone has a specific movement and they have to win in that specific way. And they all did. And Spoon came free and rushed, he reached and poked the ball and it blessed Chenner, him straight in the chest.
Is there any job a guy has in terms of like particular interest in that?
I just think like as it's like a guy has a high rush on the outside. I think it came from the field, so EJ has to go up and under the whoever's blocking him, and then Spoon comes through.
When you were meeting your team for the last 2 weeks, what were the biggest points of emphasis for you as far as game plan or maybe just
the number one thing was we have to be who we are. That's it. Guys in this room that you're hearing talking right now, like, they played an extremely high level down in, down out for the whole season. And the number one message from all of us, especially Mike, was just be us. And I thought they'd done that tonight.
It must be tough for somebody who hasn't grown up in the sport.
Yeah, I think, like, one, you have to be who you are to do anything, because you have to have principles to stand on. But like, you might say I haven't grown up with the sport, but like I've loved the sport since I was a kid. So like, in my mind, I've grown up with the sport. And it might not have been the same way someone else grew up with the sport, but this is the thing I've loved like outside as a sport, as something I played from when I was young.
Adrian, what, you mentioned the game come to life.
What's up?
Congratulations. When did you see the game come to life?
From down one. Like I thought the guys, I thought yesterday at practice, we had an unbelievable practice. It was locked in, it was a walkthrough, the communication was great, the body position was great. It makes you come off as a coach feeling great. And then like you go into the meetings and you go into the locker room and you see the guys and it just gives you confidence. You know how I played out. We don't have to say much about that.
You mentioned
Yeah, it was when I remember they came running in from the like we was down the end where Mike's podium, where Mike was on the podium, and they came running in. And I just hugged them, like just to see my boys and see the enjoyment that they get from that moment. My oldest son called me in a week and he was like, my bucket list was going to see the Super Bowl, and I got to see my dad in the Super Bowl, and I was like, that's the coolest thing I've heard in a long time. Yeah, I think like when you get like, we call it like a loose and focused mindset. It's like when you get to that point, that work isn't done this week. That work's done like in the off season, through training camp, when you go through rough times, when you go through great times, you have to be the same person. And Mike does an unbelievable job of being the same guy week in, week out. I think we have a clear understanding that like, if you create an environment that everyone loves coming to work, they're going to be the best version of themselves. And Mike has done that.
You mentioned the message was be who you are. Yeah. How would you describe, you know, who this defense is?
Fast, physical, ball hungry, and they work as a collective to rush and cover. A lot of pride. Yeah, I think it's just to come from like London and be here and be in front of you guys. I don't take any of that for granted. And I don't like it's, I'm proud. Yeah, thank you. Because normally I would have fallen asleep at halftime. Yeah, yeah, I've got to get back to London. Like, get this mayhem out of the way. I need to go home. What's up, man? It's cool. It's I think you just have to give credit to the players. Like, they made a commitment day one to be the best in the world, and they set a goal. And to achieve goals, they have to do it every day and they have to keep each other accountable and they have to do all the stuff that's really hard. And they chose to do it. And through Mike's leadership and all the coaches that coach them as hard as, like we were saying in a meeting the other day that like the coaches, all they do is try and put these guys in the best position. We stay up late to do those things. And everyone just owned their role at the best they could possibly do it. And it's just, we got the outcome we wanted. Oh, it meant, for me, it meant the world. But like, for him, I was just so proud of him. Like, I think that group up front, like, they knew they had to come in and it had to be the most unselfish game they played. That someone was going to get fed. Like, you didn't know who it was because they had to, like, collapse the pocket. They had to work at the level of quarterback. They had to work with overlap. They had to, someone had to get penetration. Someone had to sacrifice. And they came with that mindset and they'd done it. And D-Hall, Byron, Leo, like Jay Reed, all of them showed up. D Law, it was cool.
What does it take to get, you know, we talk about all of them getting there and not knowing who's going to, you know,
yeah.
What does it take to, you know, get that buy in from to work together, you know, for that?
Yeah, it's a good question. It takes belief in one another. It takes a belief in one another that we're trying to actually get something that isn't about ourselves, it's something that's bigger than that. And the whole defense has that. The best thing I've done tonight is I sat on the sideline and I watched Mike lift the trophy. And it was kind of just cool to take in the moment, sit with my family, and just smile. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm going to go back to the locker room and have a good time. No, I haven't looked at my phone. Normally, I go in the locker room and I look at my phone, but I came out. We got together as a group, and I came straight over here. Yeah, my mom. That's it. Nah, I'll wait for her. I ain't gonna call her now. I know she'd be happy though, but I'm so excited. She went to the party to watch the game, and I can't wait to talk to her.
Any more questions, guys?
Thanks. And my mom's done everything to get me here. That was her sole purpose, and she done it.
Two more.
You know it. It gives you all of them. Sam, Jax, K9, and Gray, all the guys. Like, this is a team. Mike's created a team that want to win for each other.
Last one.
Yeah, I can. That's why I'm trying to hold it back. So like, I just want to get out of it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate you guys. Thanks.